Okay, today's shiur is Harios, Daf Yud Beis. We have 3 days left to Seder Nezikin. 3 days left to Seder Nezikin Talmud Bavli before we go into the next Seder. Says the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we're up to about 10 lines up. The Es Yeho Achaz. Blina that there will be a shiur tonight. I'll try to give a shiur related to the Gemaras that came up on yesterday's Daf related to Ya'el and Aveira Lishma, so all those Maisa Aveira B'Mezid in the Matzav of Ones. So Bezrat Hashem tonight at 9:30 there'll be a shir. Okay, let's continue. The Es Yeho Achaz, that's the Daf Be'iyun on OU.org. The Es Yeho Achaz Me Yeho Yakim. So we're talking about the anointing of the kings. So the Gemara said that really kings do not have to be anointed unless there's some type of machlokas. And then, to prevent machlokas, to show shalom al Yisrael, so therefore you're allowed to, you have to, maybe anoint. That's what the Rambam said, that it's not me'ikar adin. It's just so that everyone accepts. So, ves Yeho Achaz b'nei Yeho Yakim. Yeho Achaz had to be anointed because Yeho Yakim, his older brother, she'egal v'menosh, they shun him. He was too old, 2 years older, and therefore people would have thought that it goes to the older brother. Thank you. And instead of that, that's why they anointed Yeho Achaz. Umi kashish minei. Was he really older? Was Yehoyakim older? The pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. Whenever you want to look at the at people and ages and when they fell out, we always look at Divrei Hayamim as the parallel to the stories in the rest of Tanakh, because that just has the list of all the people. Ubnei Yoshiyahu, Habachar Yochanan, Hasheni Yehoyakim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu, Harevi Shalom. So we're 4 sons of Yoshiyahu. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyahu? Shalom and Tzidkiyahu were really the same person. Who Yochanan, who Yehoachaz. And Yochanan and Yehoachaz were really the same person. So Yehoachaz was the oldest son, because Yochanan was the Bechor. So if Yochanan is Yehoachaz, said he was the oldest son. So what do you mean? He had to get anointed because he had an older brother, Yehoyakim. No, Yehoyakim was second. Yochanan, which is Yehoachaz, he was the oldest. So the Gemara answers, no. La'olam Yehoyakim kashash. Really, Yehoyakim was older. Umay Bechor. What does it mean that Yochanan / Yehoachaz was the Bechor? Bechor la'malchus. It means he was the Bechor for Malchus. Says the Gemara continuing, Umi Malchi Zutri Mikami Kashishi. Do younger sons ever get to rule before older sons? V'haksiv. But the pasuk says, Vesa Mamlacha Nasan lo Yehoram Kihua Bechor. You see that the kingdom was always given to the older son. So why in the case of Yehoachaz was it not given to the older son? Yehoram Amali Makam Avosafu, because it depends if he could fill the position. Yehoram could fill the position. Yehoyakim Lav Mamali Makam Avosafu. He could not fill the position and therefore he did not take his father's place. Let's just finish up and then we'll get back to what we started to discuss yesterday about Malchei Beis David. Amar Mar, Hu Shalom, Hu Tzidkiyahu, Hu Yochanan, Hu Yehoachaz. They were all the same person, the first two and the last two names. One minute. It lists in the pasuk 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now you're saying 3 and 4 are the same person? How could that be? Dechsev HaShlishi HaRevi. So Gemara says, no, my shlishi shlish lebanim. Third means he was the third son. That's true. Umay revi'i, revi'i lamalchus. Fourth means he was the fourth one to be king. Demei kara malach Yehoachaz, ula basof Yehoyakim, ula basof Yechanya, ula basof Tzidkiyahu. And that's why it says it as that. That's what it means, the fourth. Tan Rabbanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyahu? The last two, Shalom and Tzidkiyahu were the same person. V'lamanik v'shmo Shalom. Why was he called Shalom? Shayim Meshulam b'maysav. Tzidkiyahu was perfect. He was Meshulam b'maysav. He, Rashi says, Tzadik Gomor Have, Baal Maisim Tovim. He was a righteous person, and therefore he's called Shalom, complete. Igad Amri, or others, Shalom, Sheshalma Malchus Beis David B'yamav. Malchus Beis David was completed in his day. He was the final one before the Churban Bayis Rishon, and therefore, that's what Shalom. Shalom Nish, from the word Nishlam, Hashlam, it was completed. Uma Shmo, what was his real name? Matanya. That was his real name, Shmo. Shenemar Vayamlech Melech Bavel as Matanya Dodo Tachtav. The king of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, put him, Matanya, his uncle, in his stead. Vayasev Ishmo Tzidkiyahu, and he changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. Amarleh, saying, Nebuchadnezzar said, Ka Yatzdik Alecha Es Adin, Hashem will be Matzdik the Din im Timrod be, if you rebel. Meaning, Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm putting you there. If you rebel, God knows that I'm right. Meaning, don't rebel against me, which he did not listen to. And the pasuk continues, The Masoras takes out the next one. Shemar about Yivayevo Vayaviyehu Bavela. Viksiv Vegam Bemelach Nebuchadnezzar Marad Asher Ishbiu Belokim. Right, Nebuchadnezzar swore in the name of God. That was the previous pasuk. Kal Yasek Alecha if Tzidkiyo would rebel. Okay, so on this amud came up. We just had it now. Malchus Beis David, and earlier we had the statement that only Malchus Beis David, right? The Gemara said Malchi Beis David mot Meshuchin, Malchi Yisrael ain't Meshuchin. They weren't Meshuchin. So the question is, what about Shaul? What about Shaul HaMelech? Shaul was Mashuach. The Rambam quotes that Shaul was Mashuach. So Rashi in Krisus on Daf Hei says that he was Mashuach because Shaul was before Malchus Beis David. Shaul had different dinim regarding various halachas, because Malchus Beis David, all these rules that kicked in, that's only once Malchus Beis David starts. That's what the Ramban suggests in that piece in Parshas Vayechi, that Shaul was allowed to be king, even though I usually hold, says the Ramban, there is an Isser of Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, that somebody not from Malchus Beis David is not allowed to be king, but before David HaMelech started, so then he is allowed to be king. The Ramban writes in Parshas Vayechi, in Yano, Shalom Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda El Echad Me'echav, the Malchus should never go to anybody else. Ki Malchus Yisrael HaMoshel Aleim Mimenu Yihyeh, the rulership of Yisrael should be from him. V'lo Yimshol Echad Me'echav Alav, and it's a losase. Right, this is a lav. One is not allowed to be the king unless you're from Malchus Beis David. Once Yehuda started, it can't go to any other Shevet. What about Shaul HaMelech? Remember, Hashem was very upset when they asked for a king. Why exactly was he upset? Shmuel was very upset. Hashem was very upset. Many different pshatim in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What's so bad? There's a parsha in the Torah about having a king. So therefore, what was the problem with asking? So most of the parshim explained somehow that it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right time for a king. Even though theoretically it's good to ask for a king. Maybe they didn't ask in the right way. All the different pshatim. But says the Ramban, remember they didn't, Hashem wasn't happy with the request. Therefore, lo ratza lahamlich aleihem min hashevet asher lo hamalchus shelo yasim menu la'olam. Hashem was not ready to give them the eternal family that's related to the monarchy, related to the malchus. It wasn't ready for that because it was too early. V'nasan lahem malchus sha'a. He gave them a temporary malchus. What if Shaul would never have sinned? That's one of the historical questions of what would have happened. The Rabbi Arminel says maybe there would have been two Malchias, the real Malchus, and Shaul would have been... Right, it sounds like, what, was Shaul a tragic figure that he was destined to lose the Malchus? Can you say such a thing? Shaul, the Gemara says, was a tzaddik. Right, so they go, so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out history, whatever the case may be, even though everybody had Bechira Chashas. But that's what the Ramban says. They shouldn't have asked, but once they asked, Hashem gave it to him. But Shaul had different rules than the other non-Malchus-based David, because it wasn't Malchus-based David yet at that time. The Meiri, again, I mentioned yesterday, very important Meiri in the world of Meiris and Meseches Harios. The Meiri says, also explaining why HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shmuel got upset. Nirin advarim shemitzad shenitna hamalucha l'sheva Yehuda efshar shelo haya ba'oso haperek b'sheva Yehuda roi limloch. At the time of Shaul, there was nobody fitting for Malchus Beis David to be king yet. It wasn't just that Hashem didn't want to, but there was nobody roi for it. V'lo haya roi limloch l'melech rishon rak adam hagun u'mu'ula b'yoser v'haysa ha'nevua lehe aser lehem l'mhamlech melech malchus arai ad ha'yos b'Yehuda misha roi l'kach v'shava malchus l'achuz aso v'ra'e v'havein. Understand this, says the Meiri. Hinei biyado yisbarach l'navi. This is unbelievable diukim. If you look in the psukim in Shmuel Aleph, when Hashem tells Shmuel to anoint Shaul, he never says anoint him as a melech. He never uses that word. He says, anoint him, Hashem gila es ozen Shmuel, ke'es machar eshlach esh me'eretz binyamin u'mashachto l'nagid. Nagid. Nagid is a ruler. But it's not a melech. V'lo amar l'melech, u'bivao l'fanav, hinei ha'ish asher amati e'lecha zeh yatzor ba'ami, lo amar yimloch ba'ami. It's yetzor ba'ami. V'kasher mishacha, when he anoints him, mishachacha Hashem al nachalaso l'nagid. All the times that Shaul is anointed, he wasn't even made into a, quote, melech. Sof davar, lo yichis lo shem malchus, until he loses it. When he loses it, then Shmuel says to him, you lost it. You lost the malchus. You lost the malchus. Why did it switch there? Good question. Ashachata b'karban ha'ola v'nib'o b'kriyas malchuso. Just like you tore my shirt. Amar niskalta heichan Hashem amlachtecha ad olam v'yatam amlachtecha lo takum. Right, it won't last. Maybe because it would have turned into a malchus if he would have done his thing, but along with David HaMelech, but originally it was not pointed out. That's what the Meiri says. He talks about it here too. He was like an apotropis on the malchus until David HaMelech would come. That is the Meiri. But again, that is the Meiri and the Ramban. The Ramban and Vayechi that says anybody from not from malchus based David, Loyasasher Mihuda, the pasuk that came up on yesterday's daf, that is an Isser. And that is why in Yonat Yoma, Shloshim Yom Levnei Chag, right, 23 days. Till Hanukkah, the Ramban says that the Malchus Beisha Chashponoi sinned a terrible chate. Says the Ramban, why is it that the whole family was tragically wiped out? The Gemara says in Boa Basra that Herod killed everybody. Everybody in Malchus Beis Chashmonoi were killed out. Until the Gemara says in Babasra, the first parak, that there was one woman that jumped off a roof and said, if anybody ever says that they're from the Chashmonoim, they're lying, because I'm the last one. And she commits suicide. Right? So there was nobody left. Why? Why would they meet such a tragic death? After all, they conquered. They succeeded. That's this whole Chanukah story. So we could say, we don't understand history. Why? We can't ask that question. The Ramban says, no, I'll tell you. Because the Ramban says, because after they won the war, they should have given the Malchus to Malchus based David. They were Kahanim. They were from Sheva Levi. They shouldn't have been the Malchus. So even though there was a tremendous story of Chanukah, and we're very happy, says the Ramban, there was a tinge of negativity to it, that they took over the Malchus, which was terrible. Well, Yasser Shevim Yehuda, they violated that Isser. That's what the Ramban says. We had a shiur about this last year, 2 years ago, related to Malchus base Chashmonai. One final point, and then we will continue. The Brisker Rav gives a lumdus to Malchus base David versus Malchus Yisrael. He writes as the Parsha Shoftim. Suggest the Griz, every king has the status of Melech, but they don't have the level of nivchar, chosenness. That's the difference between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael. Other malachim might have the status of a melech, v'yisod ha-davar, between the Malchus Beis David, nivchara, k'davsib b'kama mekomus b'kra, u'b'yisod ha-din shal b'chira, nomar d'rak lohem ha-meluch av lo la'achirim. Da'af, da'gam Malchus Yisrael, toras melech aleihem, k'ivishin esmanu ha-idei navi. The navi told your rav and menavad he was going to be the king. Mikol makom, ikr Malchus le-David, u'malchus Beis David, dinam l'chud, u'malchus Yisrael, dinam l'chud. That's where this difference is. And that's what you see in Midrashim. Beautiful. David HaMelech is compared to Beis HaMikdash. Because also, Mishkan and Nov and Givon and all those other places, they had the status of Mikdash, Vasuli Mikdash, but they didn't have the status of Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira is Davka Beis HaMikdash. The other ones might have the status of Mikdash, but not have the status of Bechira. So that's Shoftim, the Griz compares Malchus Yisrael to Malchus Beis David versus Mishkan versus Beis HaMikdash. That's the Griz in Shoftim. Okay, we'll talk more about the status of a king, hopefully, on Amud Beis. The ideas from Reb Chaim. Ezrat Hashem. Okay, we got work to do. Says the Gemara, top line. Umiyavi b'shemen ha-mishcha. Was it written in the days of, what did the Gemara say? In the days of Yehoahaz, he was Nimshach. He was Nimshach to be the king. What was the shemen ha-mishcha? Was the oil still around in his time? V'atanya, b'shenignas aron nignas shemen ha-mishcha. We know once the aron was hidden, during the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, during the days of Bayis Rishon, Yoshiyahu foresaw that there was going to be a Chorban. He didn't want anybody to take the Aron, so he buried the Aron. So the Aron was never taken, and along with the Aron was buried other things. Nigla Shevan HaMishcha, the oil, Vitzitzetes HaMon, the little bottle of the Mon, Umaklo Shel Aron, Shkedeha Upracheha, the staff of Aron that blossomed in the time of Korach, the Arga Sheshalcha Plishtim Doron Yisrael, also the box that was the beautiful box that the Plishtim sent the Aron back to Bnei Yisrael with, so that all that was buried. Shneemar Veskle Azav Asher Yeshivosim Lo Asham, the Kalim that were sent back by the Plishtim with the Aron, Tasimu Bar Gazmitzido, put it on the side of the Aron. Veshilach the Mosova Halach. And it was sent. So if it was on the side of the Aron, so that was permanently on the side of the Aron. It was even buried. Mi Gnazo, who buried it? Yoshio Melech Yehuda Gnazo. Yoshio buried it. Shirah Shekasu Batorah. He foresaw the Nevu in the Torah. Yolach Hashem Oschaves Malchucha V'chulu. Then Hashem will cause your king to be led out to Golus. Right? Golus is foretold in Parshas Kisavo, in the Tochacha. Siva V'ganzim. He says, I don't want the Aron to get out. I don't want anybody to take the Aron. He buried it. Shneemar v'yomer la'levim ha'mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha'kadoshim l'Hashem. He told the Levim, Tznu es Aron HaKodesh, put the Aron, b'bayis asher bara Shlomo ben David melech Yisrael, put it in the house that Shlomo built. Every time it says it says Shlomo ben David. David also gets some credit for the building. Well, we know who Shlomo was. Why does it call him Shlomo ben David? Because David HaMelech, b'zasher chanukas ha'bayis l'David. even though David didn't build it, but he was Makadesh. The Gemara says in Zvachim, getting up to it, Makadesh the Ritzpah. He was Makadesh to sanctify the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Ein lachem masa b'kasev. You have no longer any masa, any burden of carrying the Mikdash, the Aron. Ata, you do it Hashem alakechem, let's have Yisrael. Go serve B'nai Yisrael. The Amar Balazar, and there's a Gzeira Shava, Asya, Sham Sham, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, Asya Doros Doros. Question mark. You use the three steps of a Gzeira Shava, Rashi explains the Psukim, to learn out how the Aron and the Tzinsenes Haman and the Mateh and the Aron of the Plishtim, they were all hidden along with the Aron Abris. Right? But these are all Psukim. Sham Sham, these are all the Psukim that Rashi quotes all the Psukim. But you see it was all hidden. So if it was all hidden, how could Yehoahaz have been anointed with the Shemen? He was later than Yoshio. Yoshio hid it. So Gemara answers, as we said yesterday, Amar of Papa, Ba'afarsama Dachya. It wasn't really the real Shemen. It just means a fake oil. So therefore, that's why it was, that's how it worked. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one place, it's quoted, if you want to look it up, and printed in the Mesorah Journal, in Chelek Tezayin Simin Nuntes. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the beginning of Perek Dalid, the Rambam describing the Beis HaMikdash, Evan Haisa BeKodesh Kadashim B'Ma'arovo. There was a stone in the Kodesh Kadashim. V'Aleha Haya HaAron Munach. On that rock, Evan Hashasia, the Aron was on that rock, and by his Rishon. Ulefanav Tzinsenes Hamanu Mata Aron. When the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim every year, he saw this. He saw the Aron on the rock. He saw the bottle of the Mon. He saw Aaron's stick. Ube'esha bana Shlomo es Abayis. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash originally, the Yadash es Sofo Lecharev. Shlomo knew it was not going to be an eternal Beis HaMikdash. It was only for 410 years. So he knew that bana makom lignos bo ha'aron lamata b'matmonios amukos va'akalkalos. He built hidden caves underneath the makom of the Mikdash in deep and crooked caves, so nobody else would find it. V'yoshio ha'melach tziva v'ganza b'makam shebana Shlomo. And later on, Yoshio put the king there. V'kol elu lo chazu b'bayis sheni. All these weren't in b'bayis sheni. V'afar metumim shayi b'bayis sheni. The metumim were in b'bayis sheni. It wasn't that they worked, it's just they would have been mechusar b'gadim if you didn't have the metumim inside the choshen. That's why he had to wear the metumim even though it didn't work. V'lo ha'yosin osam elach de lahashlam shmonim b'gadim l'koin gadol. K'dish lo yehi mechusar b'gadim. That's the Rambam. Shlomo HaMelech already built it. What was so important? Why couldn't? Shlomo saw, okay, Yoshio will take care of it. Or maybe Chas V'Shalom, it might get, what was so bad about the Aron being taken more than any, it was a special kli. But Rav Soloveitchik said there was a halachic reason. Because if there's no Aron, there can't be a Din Beis HaMikdash. The Aron is the source of all Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, which in a sense is the source of all Kedusha of Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam writes later in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. That why is the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, and maybe in Yerushalayim, the Bechina of Kedusha of eating Karbanis there, that's not Batel. And therefore, theoretically, if we had a Mizbeach, we could give Karbanis, even if we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam Paskins, because it flows from the Shechina. And that's never Batel. But that Kedusha flows from the fact that the Aron is there. And either Aron's not there anymore, it is there. Bayis Sheni would not have made any sense, said the Rav, if the Aron wouldn't have been there. But you know what? Even though it's deep down in the ground, it still has din of Kodesh Kadashim. What does the Gemara say during Bayis Sheni? The Kohen Gadol used to go in on Yom Kippur and used to sprinkle the blood in the same place. Bimakom Ha'aron. What are you doing? The Aron's not there. The answer is as if it's there. Because it's deep down in the ground, right under the spot. Right, under Kodesh Kodashim, so it gives it the status. V'nirat d'makam shabana Shlomo she'nignas bo ha'aron, yesh lo din kedushas kachi kachim, shekach kitsha Shlomo mitchila. That's why Shlomo HaMelech did it. When he was makdish, when he was makadish, the Beis HaMikdash originally, he also sanctified this underground area with kedushas Kodesh Kodashim. V'kivin d'yesh ha'aron gonos ha'mikdash o'maz makomu sh'aron l'mala, yesh lo kedushas aron. That's why he did the zrikas there, that's why it continued. He writes, he didn't write it right there, but I think he writes another place also, that's the whole idea of a shul also. Without a Torah, there's no din beis haknesses. You could daven maybe, but if there's no Torah in the shul, there's no din beis haknesses. Because just like the Aron gives the Kedusha to beis HaMikdash, the Torah, I think he writes that somewhere else, the Torah gives this, the Kedusha to beis haknesses. Okay, getting back to anointing. Tana Rabbanan, about the 15th line. Tana Rabbanan, Ketha Moshe Nesam Malachim, how they anoint kings? Kemin Nezer. like a crown. A crown is round. They anointed by circling the head of the king like a crown. Vesa kohanim kimin ki. The kohanim they made in the shape of a key. My kimin ki, what's a key? Amar abnashi bargada kimin kaf yavani. Like a Greek cuff. What does that mean? All different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, this Rashi here, means you start from between his eyes, like where the tefillin are, and you go up on his forehead, you go over his head, and you go back. So it's like a ches with one leg that's shorter than the other one. Because you start between the eyes, and you go up, across, and down. That's what Rashi says. Right? You see the picture over there, chaf, there it looks like the same length, but that is what other mafarshim say, other pshatim, but right, you see in the Mesaras HaShas, in Os Ayin, he says, no, that's wrong, really it's an X. It's Rasahu X, that's what the Rambam says. Okay, some type of shape of one of the Greek letters. Tani Chada Vaiter, one Brisa says, B'tchila Botzkin Shemen Al Roshav, Yachach Rosen Lo Shemen Reiseinav. One Brisa says, first they just poured the whole oil. They dumped the oil on the head, and then it says they put it between his eyelashes. V'tani Achrisi, B'tchila Nosen Lo Shemen Ben Reiseinav, Yachach Botzkin Lo Shemen Al Roshav. The other one says the opposite order. What do they do first? Just puts drops on the eyelashes or dumped it on the head. So Tanai, he has a machlokas Tanaim. Iga da'ami mishicha adifa. One says that the dotting, the eyes are adifa. That's what you do first. Iga da'ami yitzika adifa. And others say, no, the pouring, the bunch is adif. My time at demand da'ami yitzika adifa. Where's the source to say that the putting the dots on the eyes are adif? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, vayitzok mishemen ha-mishcha rosh arod, vayimshach oso lekadsho. It says he poured it, and he was moshech him. He was moshech him vayitzok. Rashi quotes, first vayitzok, and then vayimshach. So you see, yitzika, just pouring it, is adif. That's why that's first in the pasuk. Umadar mishicha adifa, the other pshat, manta ksovar, shekira temosi yesok lisharis. Because by the kalim, it says that they just did mishicha. That's why you know it is the anointing, the dotting is more important. But even the first pasuk says both. So the Gemara said, "No hachi kamar ma tam vayitzok mishum vayimshach." No, that dea would say that mishicha happened earlier. Why do you do yitzika? Because you have already done mishicha. Okay, each opinion will figure out and work out the pesukim. Last skinny line. Tana Rabbanan. Kishemen atov yored al zakan zakan Aaron. Like the oil that drips down the beard of Aaron. Says the pasuk at Tehillim. Kemin shtei tipi margolius hayutlios la'aron v'zakeno. There was an amazing nace. After the time that Moshe anointed Aaron, there were two drips of oil that stayed on Aaron's beard. It never left. Two drips. Sounds like from the Gemara that stayed there forever. Two drips. Amar of Papa, Tana, Kishihu Misaper, Olos Vyoshwas Lo Baker Zakeno. What does this mean, Misaper? Rashi says here when he talked. When he talked, the beads of oil went up and down because the beard was moving. So it didn't fall off. It just went up and down. If you look in the Tosas HaRashi here, he quotes the Rama, and the Rashi also says this elsewhere. No, Misaper here means when he got a haircut. When he got a beard trim. Well, it's a reminder from here that you ought to cut your beard. When you got a beard trim, the beads of oil didn't want to get cut off with the hair that got cut off, so it went up to go by the roots of where the hair connects to the face, and it stayed there while the hair got cut off, and then it went back down to the edge. Right, that's what the hair had a brain. So that's Valdover's there. Hi, Moshe Doeg. And Moshe, though, was very worried about these drips. Omar, Shema Chasva Shalma Alti B'Shem HaMishcha. Maybe I used too much oil. Maybe I was Moel. I violated Me'ila in the Shemana Mishcha. Yatza Baskal V'yamra. No, Keshemen Atov V'chulu Ketal Chermon. Continuing the Pasuk in Tehillim, like the Tal of Chermon. Chermon, up north. Ma Tal Chermon Eimbo Me'ila. Just like there's no Me'ila using the dew on the Chermon. Halavai, there should be a lot. Right? Av Shemana Mishcha Shebezkan Aaron Eimbo Me'ila. So too, the drops of oil on the Zekan Aaron. So Moshe was worried. Hashem calmed him down. V'adayin Haya Aaron Doig. Shema Omar Shema Moshe Lomal Aval Nima Alti. Maybe I was Moel, says Aaron. Yatsa Basko, I'm getting benefit from this oil. Yatsa Basko, V'yamrlo, no. What does the end of that parak say? Hine me'etovu ma'noim, sheves achim gam yachad. Ma'moshe lo mal, atal lo mal. Just like your brother was not Moel, so too you were not Moel. We discussed in the past the chiddush of a number of achronim, Reb Chaim and Hilchos Me'ila, that the yesod of Isser Me'ila is an Isser of Gzelas Mikdash. And there are rise to this. Achronim, Rabbi Yisvegel has the Chakira. Is it more of a Bizayan Hektish or Gezel Hektish? Rabbi Chaim proves that it's a din of Gezel Hektish. In Hilchos Me'ila, in Parakhes Halacha Aleph. Because Rabbi Chaim notes that the Gemara requires a pasuk to tell me that if you have a worker, we know the pasuk in Kisaitse says, if you have a worker that's working in a field, he has rights to eat fruit that he's eating, right, that he's working with. He's allowed to eat some of that. I can't say, oh, no, you can't. Right? Just like you're not allowed to muzzle an animal, you're not allowed to muzzle your worker, figuratively. You have to let him eat from the peros. But if he's a nazir and it's grapes, he can't eat from the grapes. And you know that misvara. And if it's Meiser Sheni and he's outside of Yerushalayim, he can't eat that. The Gemara requires a pasuk to teach me that if it's hekdish, you can't eat it. Tosfos there asks in Me'ila. Tosfos, what daf is this on? I'm sorry, it's in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik. That's where this comes up. Tosfos says, "Lama lanu kra dereach alamutei hekdish? Typical unto aser mishum iser Me'ila." It's a Me'ila, so what do you need a pasuk for? Of course you can't, just like the other Isurim you can't violate, if it's non-kosher somehow. So what do you need a pasuk for? So Rabbi Chaim explains, no, because Me'ila at root is an Isur Gezel. And we know this worker is allowed to eat these fruit. There's no Gezel by these fruit. The Torah was Matir, a worker, that there's no Isur Gezel. Of course Isur Nazir, other Isurim exist, but there's no Isur Gezel. So that's why you've had the Havamina, that this Me'ila is also allowed, because that at root is an Isra of Gezel. Kamash Balan, that's why you need an extra pasuk. But there are other rais as well. The Isra of Me'ila is a Pruta. So there are other rais, but Me'ila at root is an Isra of Gezel. Not for now, but it just comes up here. Vaiter, Tan Rabbanan. Eid Moshe Gnesa Malachim Ela Al Hamayan. You only, they anointed Malachim next to springs of water. Kadeshi Tmashik Malchusam. So just like the water never ends, so too the Malchus will never end. It's a good simon. Shinemar, Bayomar Amelech, Lahem, David Amelech tells them, Kuchu Yimachim Es Avdei Adonechem, take the servants of your master, Vechulu, Voratem Oso Al Gichon. Take Shlomo Amelech down to the Gichon to anoint him, right? The Gichon out there by Ir David, take him down and anoint him there. Amar Rabbi Ami. So once we're talking about good omens, only anoint the king by the river. So, by the Mayan, so now we have a couple of other lines. Haiman deboy leida, imasik shasi ilo, if a person wants to know if he's going to live out his year or not, nitzli shraga ba'asara yomei, tebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim. He should light a candle during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, what we call it, bebesa de la Rosh of Zika, in a house where there's no wind, no windows. Imashik nahora, if the candle stays lit, ne de demasik shasya. He'll know that he'll live out the year. Okay, that's what the Gemara says to do. If you want to know, then light that candle. Man de boy, I assume it has to be a candle. It's not like Hanukkah, where it's a candle that's only supposed to light one. And you know, if it lights a whole week, that's a nice. Uman de boy, the mevid, if somebody wants to go into a business deal, uboy le meide, masachilo matzlach, and he wants to know if it's going to be successful, lirbe tarnagola, he should raise a chicken that he's going to use on this business deal, ishamin v'shafar, if it becomes really fat, matzlach. Then you'll know that you're going to be successful. Number two. Number three. Hi, man, deboy le mefek le urcha. You want to go take a trip. Uboy le meide yichazer vasa le beise ilo. You don't want to know if you're going to come back safely or not. Nekem bebeisa de chavra. Go stand in a dark house. Chavra dark, Rashi says. Yichazi babua de babua. If you see the shadow of your shadow, leide de hader vasa le beise. You know that you will come back. V'la milsi, this last one, the Gemara says, no, don't trust this last one. Why? Dilma chol shadaite, maybe it'll just get you upset. You will see it, you won't recognize you'll see it, you'll be upset. Mr. Mazle, and the second you're in a bad mood, then you'll get bad mazle. Okay, so all these types of things. Ask the Marsha, ask all the Rechronim, what's going on here? This is a little nichush. Oh, you know what, lo senachashu, is an isadaraisa. Right, the Rishonim also asked this in Maseches Chulin. Where do they ask this by? Eliezer Eved Abraham, if she comes and gives my camels, isn't that Nichush? Right? What about Yonasan? Yonasan wanted to know if, remember when he went to the enemy lines, if they say, come down, come up here, then I'll know that we'll be successful. If they say, wait there, I'm coming down, then I'll know that we won't be successful. Aren't these all Nichush? So some Rishonim say that over there, that's logic. It's not some nichush. Because what does Eliezer say? If she gets my camels, that's not nichush, that's chesed. Makes sense, it's logical. It wasn't stama, a magical sign. Also by Yonasan, if they say, wait there, we're coming, that shows that they're confident. If they say, no, come here, that shows that they're not confident. So, but here, is it logical? It's not really logical. So the Marsha suggests there's only nichush if you go both sides. If this happens, then good. If not, it's bad. If you're medayik in the Gemara, amazing diuk, only the Tzad Tov is said. Not the Tzad Ra. If the candle stays lit, so then you're going to live out your year. Dot, dot, dot. Doesn't say the second F. If if the chicken gets fat, you could have good mazel. It doesn't say if the chicken can stay skinny. It doesn't say the other side. It says the Marsha, there's only nichash if you do both sides. If it's only good, then there's no nichash. You know why? Because says the Marsha, tov comes straight from God. Ra is only our preventing the good to come. That's what ra is. So tov is wonderful, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra could always change. Because that ra is just our maisim preventing the tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. So therefore you can't say, oh, this is going to be ra. Because it's not coming from Hashem the ra. Right? What does it say in Eicha? B'pi'el yom l'teitzi, aros v'atov. It's a pasuk in Eicha. Right? So therefore it says the Marsha, only one-sided, and that's not nichush. It says the Kadara, where do you get that from? One side is not nichush. I don't know, I didn't see that in the Mefarshim. So the Karanara says a different shot. He says, no, each of these has to do, each simen is connected to the item itself. A candle is a neshama. So it's not dafka, any type of specific sign. It's connected. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. A chicken is a symbol of parnasa. It's a fattened chicken. So look there, it's a symbol of parnasa. Or the other one, a shadow. Shadow, when you're walking on the road, your shadow is there. So everyone he connects is a symbol of, it's not stama, a separate simen. Okay, next, famous line, Amar Abaya comes up here and increases, Hash Adamer Simanim Milsehi, now that you say that it's a good thing to have good Simanim, so La Olam Yeragil Amechseb Reishasa, therefore, on the night of Rosh Hashanah every year, you should be careful to see, interesting, what does it say here? Lamechzi. That's what it says in our Gemara, Lamechzi. In the Masar Zashas, he says, Lamechal, to eat. So is it just to have it on, right? So if you don't like eating the head of a sheep, maybe just to have it on your table is good enough, according to one girsa. So have it, krug, gourd, rubia, fenugreek. Many years I've gone into the store to look for fenugreek. I don't know, it's never there. Gourd, karsi, leek, sloka, beets, tamri, dates. Right, all of these, as we know, has separate yihirat zones, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin. Tuf, Kuf, Pei, Gimel in Rosh Hashanah, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that's where it's quoted. The post can point out, well, 2 points. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, that, you know, when you do these things, you have to be Oseik B'Tshuva also. You can't just, it's not magical, but he also says that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kol Eloha in Yanim Osen HaKol HaSimen Tov, V'lachem Pshita, Sheizar Ma'osh, Lo Yes, Sheizameach Libo, Batuach B'Hashem, Im HaTshuva B'Hashem Tovim, V'lo Yichas B'Dvar Melu. You know, it's better not to get angry. That's a greater simen tov than to eat dates, says the Mishnah Berurah. You know, just like the old Ramah. You know, we shouldn't eat nuts because it's gematria chet. You know, you also shouldn't do chet because it's gematria chet. Right? So there's also like the basic ideas. These are extra simanim. But the post will also point out that even if you don't have these simanim, you can still say the yiratzons. I'm allowed to say yiratzon that I have a good year and I have a mitzvah like a pomegranate, even if I don't have a pomegranate. It's just an extra added visual, we are visual learners. So if it's in front of us, maybe we'll have better kavana when we say it. But this is the Gemara. Vaita. Amar lehu Misharshi Labrei. Rashi told his kids, Kipa Isu, Meyal, Umigmari, Kami Rabbayahu. When you go learn in front of your rabbis, Garsu Masnisa. First learn the Masechta in Mishnayos. V'alul Kami Rabbayahu. Then go learn. It's a good idea, right? First, learn the Masechta Mishnayos before you learn the Masechta. I'll strengthen that. To learn Mishnayos Zvachim before Masechta Zvachim is a great idea. Somebody can learn over the next week Mishnayos Zvachim. It's only 14 prakim, so it's a great. It's the Yesodos. The Yesodos of all of Kachim, a lot of Zvachim. So if you just learn the Mishnayos, that'll be a great way to prepare. Vayter. V'chiyasvisu kamei chazu lepume. And when you go to your Rebbe, make sure you see his face. D'chsiv v'hayu einecha barosas marecha. Right? You shouldn't sit somewhere where you can't see the Rebbe's face. Facial expressions. You know, there's one lecturer that my wife always talks about. She's like, whenever she hears him, she says she saw him once, so she sees him talking, and I never saw the person. So this person, sometimes people have such facial expressions, and like when you see them, it's so much more. Eino doma shmila re'iya, but if you have to just see them once, and then you'll picture them. So go make sure you see them. V'chi garsisu garsu al nara demaya. When you learn, it's always good to also learn near a river. K'tihecha demashkin maya. So just like the water never stops, your learning should never stop. Better to sit by the garbage dump of Masa Machsia, not to sit on the palaces of Papadisa. Masa Machsia was the more Torah learning center, so he said, at that time, so he said, go better to sit in Masa Machsia in a dump. Tav galad nasaria de masanafsia. Better to eat the little putrid fish of masanafsia lemechal mikutcha derami kipi than the kutach, the hard inedible. The milchik dish of rami kipi. It's better to eat these putrid type of fish. Why is it? So Rashi explains that better than this. Why? Because kutach also, even though it tastes good, there are a lot of things that it does that's not good for you. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Psachim, which says the bad things that happen if you eat kutach. Okay, just some extra life's advice for his children. Weiter, back to anointing kings. Rama karni belokai. Chana sings to Hashem. My karen, I lift up my karen to Hashem. Rama karni blora pachi. My karen is lifted up. My son, Shmuel, is going to anoint kings with a keren and not a pach. Why? Davar Shlomo should nimshecha b'keren. Davar Shlomo, who had got anointed from oil that was in a horn, nimshecha malchusan, their malchus lasted. Shol v'yeh, should nimshecha b'pach, lo nimshecha malchusan. So that was already alluded to in the act of hamshacha. Hamashoch v'shem v'nimshecha v'chulu. Tan Rabbanan. Mashiach, yachol melech. You might think even a king. Back to Karbanos. You might think even a king is included in this parsha of, because a king is also anointed. So maybe the pasuk in Vayikra that says Mashiach also includes a king. Tamalam or Kohen? No, it says Kohen. Kohen Mashiach. E Kohen Yachem Ruba Begad. Then you might think even the Kohen and Ruba Begad. Then Tamalam Mashiach. So it's only the Kohen that's Mashiach. E Mashiach Yachem Mashuach Molchama. The Mashuach Molchama is also anointed. Tamalam or Bahakohen Hamashiach. She'eno Mashiach al Gabav. The Mashiach, the one that there is nobody above him. My Mashba, how do you know that from the word HaMashiach? Kidama Rava, like Rava says elsewhere, HaYarech, HaMiyumenesh HaYarech, just HaYarech, the thigh, Bagid Anasha, it's only the thigh, the right one, according to some Shittos. HaChanami, HaMashiach, HaMiyumenesh HaMishuchem. So Hey HaYadia means the one that's above the rest. Omar Mar Mashiach Yachol Melech. So there was a Havamina that you would have thought that the Melech is included in the Psukim about Mashiach in terms of his Karban Chatas. Melech Paru Demaisi. What was the Havamina? There's a separate parsha about a king. Seiru Demaisi. There's a separate parshios about a king. So how would you have thought that? No, it's the Istrach. So you would have thought as follows. Sakada the Chamina Al Shigas Maisi Yavi Seir. On his own Shkaga, he does the Avera unintentionally. He brings a Seir. Al Helam Dover Yavi Par. He would have thought if he paskined it correctly for himself, maybe he would bring the par. Kamashbalan, you don't say that. The king never brings the Kohen Gadol's karpan. Period. Ain bein mashruach b'shem and a mishcha v'chulu. What's the difference between, the Mishnah said, there's no difference between a Kohen that's mashruach b'shem and a mishcha to merubah v'gadim except the par. Are they included in the par halam dover? That's the difference. Mas nisan delok Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, Hatanya, merubah v'gadim may be par habalka l'mitzvah. See Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says merubah v'gadim is included. They're both included in the par halam davar. So the Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. For the hodu lo chachamim, the chacham did not agree with him. My time to Rabbi Meir, what's the reason? How does Rabbi Meir know to include merubah begadim in the par? Detanya, Mashiach, ain li ala Mashiach Hashem and Mishcha. Merubah begadim inayin. How do you know to include merubah begadim? Tamalomar, hakohein hamashiach. That's an extra word. Because you already said HaKohen. So the Gemara says, Bayo Kipta Karabanan. What the Mishnah you said is like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Meir? Ema Seifa. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Ein Bein Kohen Mishamish LaKohen Sha'avar Ela Par Yom HaKippurim V'Hasiris HaEifa. But the end of the next line of the Mishnah says that what's the difference between a Mishamish, a Kohen that's actively doing the avoda versus a Kohen that is did the avoda, the Kohen Sha'avar. The difference is the par Yom Kippurim, who brings the par to get kapar on Yom Kippur, vasir so eifa, and the daily carbon that a Kohen Gadol brings. Asal Rabbi Meir. That goes like Rabbi Meir. Tanya, where do we learn that in a brisa? Ira bo psul be Kohen Gadol. Let's say the Kohen Gadol became possible for some reason. The avar, and you moved him away. Uminu koin akar tachtav. Then you put somebody else. Harishon chozer lavodaso. The first one comes back when he gets better. Vahasheni kol mitzvos kunola. Diri Meir. And the second one still has the status of a Kohen Gadol, even though he doesn't do the avoda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, finishing the brisa. Rishon chozer lavodaso. The first one goes back. Vahasheni eno roi lo koin gadol lo koin hadyot. Rabbi Yosi says the Kohen Gadol sha'avar is limbo. Limbo. He does not have the status of a Kohen Gadol. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa B'Yosi ben Eila Mitzipori. There's a story. She'ir bo psul b'Kohen Gadol in his time, and they appointed him instead. Va'avar aminu achar tachtav, alo inichu echav akonim lios b'lo Kohen Gadol, alo Kohen Gadol. He couldn't be anything. Kohen Gadol mishem Eva. He couldn't still be the Kohen Gadol because that would make the original Kohen Gadol upset. What do you mean? I'm the Kohen Gadol. How could you be the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Hedyo Misha Malam Bakodesh Vemoridin. And he can't be a Kohen Hedyo to do anything the Kohen Hedyo does because of Malam Bakodesh. Question mark. But what do you see from this whole Brisa? Rabbi Meir is the one that says that a Kohen Gadol She'avar retains the status of Kohen Gadol. So we just said in our Mishnah, the Reish of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. So the first one is not like Rabbi Meir. The second one is like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says three answers. Reish Rabbanav Sefer Rabbi Meir. Answer one, Amar Rav Chisda in. Yes. Reish Rabbanav Sefer Rabbi Meir. Answer one is yes. The Mishnahs have like two different Tanaim. Rav Yosef Amar, second answer. Rebbe he, v'nasav alibut Tanai. Really, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnayis, and he explained it based on putting together two Shitas of the Tanaim. But it's really Rebbe Shita, because Rebbe holds like him a little bit, and like the other Shita a little bit. Rav Amar, Reb Shimon, v'sav alik Rameir b'chada, polik alib b'chada. It's Reb Shimon Shita. Not Rebbe, Reb Shimon Shita, and he holds like Rameir halfway. The Tanya, where's halfway? Dvarim shebein kohen gadol a kohen hedyot. What are the items between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot? What's the difference? Besides the dinim daraisa, like how many begadim you wear. Elu haim, these are them. Par habal kol mitzvahs, upar yom, the par yom davar, that he brings, upar yom ha-kipurim, v'asir so eifah, the karma that he brings every day, v'lo pareh, v'lo foreim, when he becomes an avel. The Kohen Gadol cannot let his hair grow long, and he does not do any tearing of his clothing. We'll see what that means. Aval pareh milamata v'hed yom milamala. We'll talk about that, that's the next Mishnah, as we'll see. What the Kohen Gadol does is that he tears a little bit from below, while the Kohen Hedyo tears regularly from above. Vein Matami LeKrovim. And he does not, the Kohen Gadol cannot be Matami for his seven Krovim. Kohen Gadol and the Nazir, the only ones. Muzer Al Absula, the Kohen Gadol must marry a Besula. Va'asur Ba'almana. Machzer as a Rotzeach, if the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Rotzeach goes back from out of the Ari Miklat. Makriv Onain, even when he is an Onain, when his relative died and was not buried yet, the Kohen Gadol still does the Avoda. The Eino Ochel, but he does not take part in the Karbanas. Veino Cholik. He doesn't even get a section while he's an Onain. Makriv Chelik Barosh, and the Kohen Gadol could be Makriv anytime he wants. V'notel Chelik Barosh. Right? One day he says, I want to do the Avoda today. He could do it. And he could take a portion of the Karban. Mishamish B'shmona Kalim. And he wears the B'shmona Begadim. V'chol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Enekshere El Abo. All the Avoda of Yom Kippur only works with him. Upadro Tomas Biklash V'kadashav. And if he goes into the base of Midrash Tameh, he does not bring the carbon. That we had earlier in the Masechta, that the special din of carbon Olevi Yored, if you go into the base of Midrash Tameh, you don't bring a regular carbon chatas. There are three Averis. We gotta come knowledgeable in all the basic Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebapeh. Pasuk in Vayikra, there are three Averis that you have to bring a Tumah Olevi Yored, based on your tax bracket carbon. Tumas Biklash V'kadashav, Shvuas Bitu, Shvuas Aedis. Those are the three. So says this, he's potter on that carbon, special limud. V'kulan, Noagin, Bimruba, Begadim. All of these halachas apply to Meruba Begadim also. The Kohen Gadol, who was not anointed with the oil, but just wore the Begadim, chutz, except for par, mipara, baby, I call a mitzvahs, except for that one. That you need only Mashuach Hashem and Mishcha. V'kulan, Noagin, V'mashiach Sha'avar, chutz, mipara, Yom HaKippurim. And they all apply to the past Kohen Gadol, except for Parmi Yom Kippur and Masir So Eifa. We didn't finish the Brisa yet. The Kulan ain't no again Mashuach Melchama, and none of them apply to the Mashuach Melchama, the anointed Kohen Gadol, who specially is there to give a pep talk to the Jews before they go out to war. Chutz mi dheya dharma mura b'parsha. Except for the five things that are stated as follows. Lo parea, v'lo foreim, v'lo mitam elikrovim, umuzer al basula, v'asur ba'almana, umaxar azar otseach. Only those. Those are the only things that apply to a Mashuach Melchama. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. That is all Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omim eino machzir. The Chachamim say, no, he is not machzir. When he dies, machlokas tanan, if the Kohen Mashuach Melchama die, does the person get to leave the Arei Miklat? So this, the whole Chachamim, we say is Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon agrees to everything in the Brisa, except for the machzir grushaso, machzir rotzeach from the Ir Miklat. So therefore, Reb Shimon is the sheet of our Mishnah that holds like Reb Meir halfway. He's the one. V'hai mi ma'idi Reb Shimon, how do you know this is Reb Shimon? Amar Papa. Because man shamas lay, demar patra tomas biklish v'kadashav, Rebbe Shimon. Who was the one that we had earlier in the Masechta that holds that a Kohen Gadol is putter on a carbon olav yored? That was the sheet of Reb Shimon. Period. There's a lot to discuss here. We don't really have too much time. Just one note though. Malam Makodesh Veloma Reedin is a huge discussion. But, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag, we have to mention it, Gemara and Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Makodesh Veshan Beis Hillel. Do you light from 1 to 8 or 8 to 1? So, one jita is that Beis Shammai says you light 8 to 1 because you go by Yamim Ha Nechnasim. Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel says you go by Yamim Ha Yotzim. 1 to 8, 8 to 1. But the other day, Beis Shammai says you go 8 to 1 because of Pare HaChag. The Karbanos of Sukkos went down one every day. Beis Hillel says, Malam Makodesh Veloma Reedin. That's another context where it comes up. comes up in a number of places in Shas. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for anything. That's the highest level of Kedusha. Right? Why? Because Malan Bakodesh, you could sell lower items of Kedusha going up to Sefer Torah. So Malan Bakodesh comes up in many places. We put on our talus before we put on our tefillin because of Malan Bakodesh v'lo moridin. Comes up in many places. There's a Machlokas Balamo Ramban. Just to note, in Yuma, the first page of the Ran in Yuma, major Machlokas, we know every day in the Beis HaMikdash there were lotteries. There were payasos, the Mishnah describes in Yuma, about who does this avoda, who does that avoda. Where the payasos are alluded to in the Piyutim for Yom Kippur. Says the Baal Amar, the people who wrote the Paitanim were wrong. Because there's no lottery on Yom Kippur. Why? What does our Brisa say? Call avodas Yom Kippurim ain't a kshir elabo. Only him. So what are you doing the lottery for? Kohen Gadol does everything. Said the Baal Amar, they were wrong. Says the Ramban, it's an amazing line in the Milchamas there. He says what? The whole world was wrong and the Baal Amar was right? He has a line like that. What? All the people, the Rebbe Ezra HaKalir and all the Baal Patanim, they were wrong and only you're right? I'm sorry, Baal Amar, but I think you might be wrong. And therefore he says, no. What does it mean? All Avodah Yom Kippur is in Shir El Abo? That means the Avodah that has to do with Yom Kippur specifically. But the Trumas Adeshen and the Avodahs that happen every day that also happen in Yom Kippur, then he doesn't have to do that. If he wants to, he can. So you can have a lottery about that. So there were payasos on Yom Kippur. It has to do with the davening, in the tefillos, in the avoda, where we refer to the payasos. I think we paskin like the Ramban in terms of our nusach hatfila. If you look in the davening, in the musaf of the avoda, it talks about the payasos. Okay, two more minutes. Chutz mehidur amamur b'parsha. Minani mili. Oh, there's Reb Chaim. Okay, we'll start tomorrow. Minani mili. The Tanur Rabbanan, how do you know those five things apply even to all the Kahanim, Kohanim Gedolim, even the Meshuach B'chama? V'akohen agadol me'echav. The coin that's greater is that coin gadol. Asher yutzak al rosh Hashem and Amishcha, zem Meshuach B'chama. Umile yasyad al boshes abagadim, zem merubi abagadim. All those specific halachas at the beginning of Parshas Emor apply to all the Kohanim Gedolim. Al kulan hu omer, rosh avo yifram, abagadav lo yifram, akol nafshos mesel yavo, yachol yehu kulam makrivim onanim. You might think they all would be allowed to bring karbanos when they are owned in Tamalomar. No. Kinezer Shemin Mishas Elokov Alav. Alav Velo Chaveiro. Only upon the active Kohen Gadol. He does the Avoda, but not on the others. The Achash Echoko Akasav Locho Lo Yehei Mitzuva Alavasula. Once the Torah makes a difference halacha for them, for the other ones, that they don't do the Avoda, you might, when they're owned in him, you might think that you don't have to marry a Basula either. Tamalomar Vahu. No. An extra word Vahu. All of these people must marry a Basula. Kit Tanoi. Machlogos Tanarim, really. Vahu. He, the Kohen Gadol, must marry a Basula. Riba, even though they have a different, the Torah differentiated, then it made an inclusion with this word Vahu. Divra Rabbi Yishmal. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ain li Ela Sha'avar Mach Maskeryu. This is only, oh, these halachas only apply if the Kohen Gadol couldn't work anymore because he became Tameh, because of Balkeri. Mach Mas Mumim Minolan. How do you know all these halachas apply even if he was removed because he had a Mum? He still retains Kedusha. Tamalomar Vahu. He still retains Kedusha in that case. But I mean, a Rav Meir of Nachmin, Mashiach Zenitz Tara Mao Balmana, if a Kohen Gadol gets Sara'as. So then, can he now marry an almana? Midchi dachi, do we say that once he was not allowed to marry an almana, he's never allowed to marry an almana? Oh, miftah pater, or it was just that he wasn't allowed to temporarily, but now he can once he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. Lo havi biyade, so Rav Nachman did not know. Zimna havi yasev Rav Papa v'kumi boy. Late sometimes Rav Papa asked the question. Amalei Huna braid Rav Nachman, Rav Papa. So Rav Huna said to him, Tanina, it's in a mishbraisa. Ein li alash avar machmas ker you. Avar machmas mumimimai yintam alam avahu. Saras is like a mum. So you see, this limud is even if a Kohen Gadol gets a mum, he still has his status. So Rav Papa was very excited about that. Kam Nashke Bereshe, he gave Huna Rav Nachman a kiss. He was so excited about that drasha. V'yavle Barti, and he said, "Have my daughter." Unbelievable. We should be so excited about Torah. We should kiss our friends and give and say, "You can marry my daughter," because we're so excited about that. Okay, we'll stop here. The Tosafot Rush discusses that a mitzvah is not allowed to have Tashmish Amita anyway. So what are we talking about here? If he did, does he get Malkus? But we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow, though, with a Chiddush of Reb Chaim about the status of a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, and then we will continue. Even though we have a few more lines behind, but remember, on Thursday, the daf is very short. I'm going to try to do a little bit of introduction to Zvachim on Thursday also, if I can, if we have time, because Hari Yisdaf Yudalit is somewhat small, but you never know. Tomorrow's also a big daf. See what we get to. Okay, Bishop, tonight there will be a shir B'li Neder. B'li Neder, 9:30 in the house, on Maisa Avera B'mezid in a situation of Ones. What exactly is that? How is that described and categorized in Halacha? Okay, we'll stop here.